Hello, I just woke up and I am sleepy. I should probably go back to sleep, and I've been like tossing and turning for X number of minutes. I don't know how long. So I figured maybe some sleepy rambling will help. Maybe I'll bore myself to sleep. Is that a thing? Let's find out. Because I don't need to be up yet. I'm up way earlier than I should be. Apologies in advance if I'm not completely coherent. And if I yawn a lot or just even a little bit, maybe there's going to be yawns. I'm going to do a questionnaire. That's from Pillow Talk Audio, because that's the most appropriate at this point. Maybe this was... Okay, wake up. Yes, I'm awake. Okay, this was posted a few months ago. Oh, that was such a good yawn. No, I like satisfying yawns. Those are really good. Also, I'm like kind of sniffly, so let's just get that out of the way. I'm gonna do one really big sniffle right now. Aren't you excited? It's happening. See, I'm like a little blocked up. Oh God, I don't want to hear what that sounds like later. Okay, the questionnaire in question. Does that make sense? The questionnaire that I'm referring to, yes, I am awake, is called One or the Other, and it was posted by I'm Always On, and I think a few people answered it, and then people just forgot about it, and it was like it disappeared into the abyss, but I saved it, so it never really disappeared. It's right here. I'm so rambly. Yay for you. So it's a really simple one, because it's just like, which do you prefer? This or that, this or that, this or that. But because I'm like a ramble whore, not a real thing. It is a real thing now. Because I love rambling, this will take like 700 minutes for me. Whereas someone else could probably slam through them in like 5 minutes. Oh man, I'm getting in some quality yawns. They're really satisfying. I excite very easily, if you couldn't tell. Okay. Question number one. Apple or banana?
I like to eat apples and bananas.
Okay, sorry. That's a Raffi song. A kid's song.
Banana. I'm gonna tell you why, but I'm just stretching first.
That's a good stretch, okay. Good yawns, good stretch. I'm happy with
this bedtime performance. Are you ready? Oh, God.
Oh, I haven't even made it through the first question. I've already yawned like 4 times. Huge yawns. Banana, because I like bananas. That's not a reason. Shit. That's gonna be the whole question. This thing, because I like this. I mean, yeah, every question I'm gonna be like, this thing, because I like this thing. This thing, that thing, because I like that thing. No, okay. So here's the thing. Apples come in many varieties, and I'm a little bit fussy about those. Like red apples, not so much my thing. They're just a little too sweet. Of course, they're really good for baking, but no, we're talking about like just eating an apple on its own, like nom, 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 just an apple. That crunching sound, though, when you bite into an apple, that is really satisfying, too. I think I want an apple right now, but I don't have any apples. God damn it. So if I'm going to have an apple, it's usually a yellow Golden Delicious, because it's like the best of both worlds. It's a hybrid of the like Granny Smith and the red, what is that, a Macintosh? It's the two together. And if there's any, like, Apple enthusiasts out there, they're probably shaking their fist at me saying, it is not the two together. It's not even remotely. It's a completely different kind of Apple. Well, sorry. I'm sorry, man. What I was gonna say is what I was gonna say is. And then it's gonna be immortalized here forever in recording. Oh my god, this is still the first question. Oh, god help us all. Okay. Bananas, on the other hand, is only one kind of banana. Oh, don't be dirty. Just the food kind of banana, okay? And it's delicious and it's really filling. And if there's bananas in my house, I'll have one every day. Nom, nom, nom. I love bananas. And both fruit options are really good for baking. So that's where it gets a little bit tough. But just like straight up, if there's an apple on my counter and a banana on my counter, I'm going to go for the banana. So that's the bottom line. And now I'm going to move on to the next question. Okay, number two, hot dog or hamburger? Okay, so I'm a vegetarian, and vegetarian hamburgers are actually, oh, I thought this was going to be easy, and now as I'm talking, I'm realizing this is not going to be easy. I was going to say that vegetarian hamburgers are yummier than vegetarian hot dogs, but that is totally not true. Vegetarian hot dogs actually taste identical to regular hot dogs, whereas vegetarian hamburgers do not taste identical to regular hamburgers. So, if those were the criteria, if that was the criteria for choosing, if it was just basically which of these two tastes most like the real meat version, then I would choose hot dog. But however, again, if I'm at a barbecue and someone's like, do you want a hot dog or a hamburger? I want to choose a hamburger. Like a vegetarian, veggie hamburger, but still. So, again, I'm going to go with the other one, even though the first one makes more logical sense. Hamburger. Okay, number three. Black or white? My answer is definitely black. But I do like everything that white represents. Mostly because I...
Oh, whoa. That was such a good yawn. Sorry. Stretching. So what were we talking about? Black and white. I don't know. Something about white. I'm suddenly sleepy. Maybe I should try to go back to sleep.
I was going to say, no, I'll power through this. But then I looked at the list of questions. I'm on number 3 out of 40. That's... Jesus Christ. 3 out of 40. And it's been... Hold on, let's see. It's been 9 minutes. Oh, goodness. Goodness, goodness. Black, okay, this one, because I like wearing black. And that's enough of that. I don't want to go into more details. Number 4, laptop or desktop?
Laptop.
Laptop because portable. If I were a PC gamer, I would say desktop. But although the laptop I got is one that you can game on. I mean, I don't think you'd be playing any serious hardcore games on it. Although when I bought it, I did make sure that it had enough of all the stuff that you need. Insert computer words here. So that I could game on it. But like really... All I've really used it for in terms of gaming is, like, Civ. Civ and Sims, like, that's not really hardcore gaming. So, it would probably crash if I tried to run, like,
World of Warcraft on it or something like that, which I've never played WoW because I would get addicted way too easily to any of those games, actually. So that's why I'm just going to say laptop.
Portable. For the win.
I am rolling over and taking my iPad with me, which is recording, so sorry for shuffling. I guess I don't have to apologize for, like, covers, noise, shuffle, sheets, noises, because people like that kind of thing. I don't know what I'm saying. Oh, I hope this is still recording well. Okay, number 5, cat or dog? Dog. It's not that I don't like cats. I do like cats, but I'm infinitely a dog person. I've had a dog before, and I haven't had a cat before. So maybe that would change if I had a cat, but just in general, for Christ's sake, I think I'm really, like, I really should go back to sleep. But just in general, yeah, dogs are my jam, yo. Because the only time I think I like a cat as much as a dog is if the cat thinks it is a dog. Those are the best. My friend had a cat that was, like, straight up dog-like. It would follow you around. And whenever I slept over at her house, this was, like, when I was in my early 20s. So I'd stay over at her house after we went out to a bar or something like that, drinking. And I'd wake up with the cat lying on top of my chest, pawing at my face. And I always imagined it basically going, pay attention to me, pay attention to me, pay attention to me. Or like, hello, hello. It was really just being a pain in the ass. But yeah, it's very similar to a dog, kind of like licking your face, I guess. But yeah, dogs. I'm totally a dog person. Love dogs. Woof woof. Cutie cutes. Okay. Number 6. Apple or Android? Apple. I've never had anything Android. I have an iPhone and an iPad. I do have a PC, though. I do not use Macs. I had to use Macs in a photography course, and it was a pain in the ass. It really is just like a whole separate way of thinking. And yeah, I think once you learn it and you stick with it, it's easy, but I just really find PCs a lot more user-friendly. Number 7, singing or dancing? That's easy. Singing for sure. Just because I love to sing even though I suck. So, whereas dancing, I love to dance, but I'm more self-conscious about dancing than I am singing, if that makes sense. So, yeah, singing is more liberating. It's more freeing. I don't get caught in my head. Well, not as much anyways. If I'm singing around other people, I'm in my head a little bit. Actually, again, that applies to both of them. I was going to say, like, if I'm dancing on my own. Ooh, that's a Robin song. I like that song. I'm still dancing on my own. No, it's I'm just dancing on my own. Is it? Okay, I'm not going to sing now. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. If I'm dancing on my own, I'm not self-conscious. Same with singing on my own. But if I'm around other people, I'll be a little more self-conscious about both. But still, just in general, singing for the win. Number 8, band or orchestra? I'm not going to lie, I don't understand the difference. Because I'm thinking of it as like a school course. So are you saying, like, band is in, like, a music group, or orchestra is in a classical orchestra? Let's just assume that's what you're talking about, in which case I'm going to choose band as in a music group. But otherwise, to me, they're the same thing. When I took music in school, I played clarinet, yo. not well, though. And yeah, it's pretty much the same thing, because sometimes the school band is the orchestra for like the school play or something like that. Actually, my school didn't do that, but I've seen that in movies. So it must be real, right? Yeah. If I saw it in movies, it must be real.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, math or English? English. I'm really bad at math. Really, 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 really bad at math. Yeah. I wish I wasn't, but I just, yeah. One of my friends was actually amazing at math, and so I asked her to tutor me, and the tutoring did not go very well because I questioned everything that she taught me. She'd be like, okay, so now you do this, 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 and then you do this, this, and this. And I just stare at her and go, but why? Why? I don't understand why. She hated it. I hated it too, so equals. Number 10, sunny beach or snowy mountain? Sunny beach, for sure. I think the only person who's going to choose snowy mountain is someone who's a major, like, snowboarder or skier. I used to ski when I was a teenager, and then I was in a crazy, okay, it wasn't so crazy, but then I was in a little bit of a ski accident, and I haven't skied since. So I guess this is story time. So I was going down this hill that it basically just shoots straight down, like it's like a dead drop. But I'd been down this hill many times before because I was taking actual ski lessons. I don't know, when I was maybe 15 or 16. So yeah, I was taking ski lessons and we used that hill all the time. It wasn't a big deal. This was the end of the night, so it was probably like 9 p.m. and the resort was going to be closing soon. Not even a resort, it's like a local, I live in Canada, so like when it's winter, there's usually snow and there's a local ski hill thinking about Bob nearby. Not a big one. It only has 4 hills, but oh, anyways. So, oh, my pillow is so comfortable. Okay. So yeah, it was like closing in on 9 o'clock, which is when it closes, and the lesson was over, and I was like, I'm just going to do one more run. And it had started to kind of like drizzle a little bit for maybe the previous 10 or 15 minutes, but it was coming down so lightly. It was, you know, you don't even really notice because when you're skiing, you're all bundled up anyways. So, I didn't realize or hadn't noticed that the rain had started to form like a really thin sheet of ice on top of the snow. Anyone who knows snow will know exactly what I'm talking about. It's that really satisfying version of snow that where like when you walk on it, it crunches beneath your feet and like crackles a little bit, just like ice breaking, but like there's snow underneath. Oh, it's so satisfying. But when you're skiing, it's fucking dangerous. So, I hadn't noticed. So this particular, place had a T-bar lift, because it's a really small ski hill area. And the T-bar lift was in between hills 1 and 2. And I was going down hill 2. I'm mentioning this because my sister and my friend were on the T-bar lift and they saw this happen. So I don't remember any of this really, but this is what they tell me happened. They saw me come down the hill and I got to the bottom of the hill. Was doing great, doing fine. And then right at the bottom of the hill, I must have hit like a little, like a tiny bump, not even a mogul. It was just like a small bump. But because there was ice, a sheet of ice that had formed, I hit it and I flipped completely upside down. I did a full 360 loop-de-loop, but I landed flat on my back. Because that was not intended.
So they basically saw me coming down the hill and they're like, oh, there's Sass. I'm not going to say my real name. And then they were like, and oh my fucking hell. Like they saw me go whoop, shoo, shoo, circle in the air, like flip completely upside down. So I was laying flat on my back. I remember just staring at the night sky and being like, oh, it's a really pretty, pretty night before I like blacked out. And then I came to with basically people around me and I guess they went to get the medics or whatever, and they were really careful putting me on a stretcher just in case I hurt my spine or anything, but I was okay. I basically just bruised my tailbone and my ego. I ended up having like a really bad bruise across my lower back and one of my butt cheeks. I can't remember which one, but I basically couldn't lie on one of my sides for probably a month or something like that. It was more just like, yeah, it was painful to sit. And then the only time I skied after that, I went cross country skiing once, and that was not by choice. I'm trying to remember the circumstances. I think my dad was like, let's do something fun as a family. Let's go cross country skiing. And I think we were at a winter resort, so I didn't have a choice. Maybe it was something like that. Anyways, that was fine. There's nothing scary about cross country skiing. It's more just like, when will this end? Because really, I'm just like, yeah, sorry, it's boring. That's all I could say. So Sunny Beach, infinitely better. And time check, because I've done 10 questions and it's been 21 fucking minutes. Jesus. Potty mouth is out. I think I'm more awake now. Okay, I'm going to stop this recording and start a separate one. Otherwise, these files are going to get super huge. Thanks for listening so far.